Blog Talk Radio.
Whistle to blow again. You know that there's a lot of poor people in this country. They show you poor people all over the world, but they don't show you the poor people that are here. The people that are having, that are scraping two nickels together. The only people that ever showed you poor people were phony candidates for office. The Kennedys would open up their garage and have the butler load the bus with a ringer type of laundry washer, you know, the type you had to crank and you squeezed out the water, and they had the rubbing board inside the clothes washer. They put that, and they go down to West Virginia, and they find an abandoned house, and then they bring out the kids that they brought with them, little actors and actresses, and they dress them in poverty clothes. And then the politician comes out and says, 10 million American children went to bed without supper last night. And they go, oh, I'm voting for this guy. He's going to feed 10 million. He ain't feeding nobody, man. And tomorrow he won't even recognize somebody that's begging for food. You know that. We got one term per termite. You want to solve the problems in this country, you can do it. You have the power. All you got to do is say, the only lobby in Washington is in a hotel. One term of office per termite. I don't care how indispensable he is. Someone once said the graveyards are full of indispensable people. One term per termite, and you don't get a pension. If you get caught with your pants down and they throw you out of office, you don't get a lifetime pension. Do you understand, a congressman, a weasel? Yeah, we are in trouble. We're in big trouble. Our government is hooking us on drugs. Why would they do that? You know, can't they just keep on lying and misleading us? Why do they have to dope us up, too? Well, they're not doping me up. I'm an independent. You heard Billy Joel sing that song? They threw an American flag in our face. You know what? That annoys me. That really bugs me. But you know who really bugs me? And I mentioned, he got a dishonorable mention last night, Bruce Springsteen, the boss of New Jersey, the state that loves to pay high real estate taxes. They call the governor and say, could you jack it up a little bit more? Yeah, Mr. Governor, thank you for the high real estate tax. Could you jack it up a little bit more? We want to price out the beggars. Yeah, it is sad, man. It is sad. It is absolutely sad. A country gone wild. Yeah, unbelievable. Okay, so having said that, is it time to get serious? You see that your guy boarded a Navy ship, disarmed the guard. Yes, nobody is telling this story. They don't want to admit the guard is an overweight woman, 4'1", yeah, who was sleeping. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. 2 years ago, I don't know if this is true, but if it's true, because I only seen it in one of those instant headlines that runs across the bottom of the screen, 5 aircraft carriers all tied up in Norfolk, Virginia for Christmas 2 years ago. 5 aircraft carriers. That is a greater target than Pearl Harbor. That's a home run, man. The only thing that saved us in Pearl Harbor was the aircraft carriers were out at sea. If that's true, we are totally wide open, and the Pentagon is really the Pentagoon. And my topic tonight is to transfer at the Pentagon. If Patton walked into the Pentagon tomorrow, all you would hear would be slaps, screams, and shots as people jumped out of windows to save themselves. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. Too many golf clubs in the Pentagon. Yeah. And what's really sad, I don't know if you caught it, we have a new station coming out in New York. I don't know if it's in a neighborhood near you. One America. One America News. And a guy named, what's his first name? I'm going to say Chuck Amato. Had on the mother of Lieutenant Behenna, who got 15 years in jail for saving his country's life. And he did 5, and they let him out. And the first thing he said was, I wish they would let out the other two guys that were in there with me, because they're both on suicide watch. And wouldn't you be on suicide watch if you were convicted by a panel of 7 to 9 military officers who never saw a day of combat? And you were on the front line rounding up Al-Qaeda? And one Al-Qaeda went for your gun and you shot him after he killed the two guys in your platoon? And for this you get 15 years in jail? and you got to write a letter to the nice Pentagon people saying, I'm only going to be on a lonely farm in Oklahoma. I'm going to raise cattle. I'll be a threat to nobody, and I'm going to just stay on my ranch all alone. So you don't have to worry about me hurting anybody. Imagine that. And his poor mother, can you imagine how many years his mother aged while he was rotting in jail? Now, I'm told there's 67 guys in Fort Leavenworth that don't belong there. And the first thing I would do is let the Abu Ghraib boys out, and girls. They would go free tomorrow, and they would be reinstated with full pay, and so should all of these 67. And I said, suppose seven are innocent, and everybody corrected me. Says, no, it's more like 60 are innocent. So I'm the minority opinion. We got to get those people rehearings, and we got to get them pardoned and with full pay and honorable discharges. And to hell with the Communist Party that's running the Pentagon. The little demo camos, the troublemakers. And Bruce Springsteen, you suck. You're not the boss of me. When you can sing that we went to Vietnam to kill the yellow man, you know where you should sing that? You should go down to Washington and sing it on the wall and see how long it takes for you to end up on the wall. In the wall, head first. Yeah, they all play the, you know, Democrats love Bruce Springsteen. Even the governor of New Jersey can't get enough of the boss. Yes, what do the two have in common? And neither of them served their country. Neither of them ever humped a hill. Neither of them were ever considered straight legs. Neither of them were in armored infantry. Neither of them were on a battleship. Yes, but they can stand up there and sing patriotism. Yeah, mi culo, mi culo, patriotism, mi culo. Yeah. Besame mi culo. So, having said that, I'm looking for, let me see if it's military or is it U.S. military? Maybe it's at the bottom. New military. Here it is. Stand by. If you're not standing at attention, at ease. Smoke if you got them. But stay away from the government marijuana.
Sergeant is speaking to his men. Fall in. Stand at attention. At ease. Men, this is my last day on the job. I've decided to retire. And I want to introduce you to your new sergeant. Sergeant Sessi will be with you through the rest of your training. But for today, he's just going to be a witness, and he's going to observe our training for today. So dress right, dress. Excuse me, Sergeant. We don't say that anymore. It's dress left, dress now. Okay, men. Excuse me, Sergeant. You can't say men. You have to say, okay, everybody. Okay, everybody. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to learn to march in place. Hup, two, three, four. Hup, two, three, four. Excuse me, Sergeant. We don't say that anymore. If you would just allow me to show them the new steps. And also, you should know that we don't say a fall in anymore. It's places, everybody! Now, let me show you the new steps.
We'll be right back.
Okay, has everybody got that? All right, let's take it from the top. Now there's another issue that I want to bring to your attention, and so that everybody's on the same page. You know that we're a new fighting unit, and we have a lot of spirit, and because we've been good, we're going to get special berets. We're not going to get those berets like the Rangers have or the Special Forces, even though we're more special than they are. We're going to have raspberry berets. The kind you find in a second-hand store. Raspberry beret. If it was warm, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry beret. I think I love her. Excuse me, Sergeant Sessy. How did you ever get in the military? Sergeant Chessy, do you and the company commander wear the same jewelry? Yes, we both have. We were decorated at the Emmys, and we both have congressional earrings of honor. Ooh. Does that excite you? That would make a sailor jump ship. And our next guest is President Obama wearing his MC Hammer outfit, his MC Hammer and Sickle outfit with the red pants, and he's singing "I Can't Touch This."
We're back, and that MC Hammer tune isn't uploaded yet, so I can't give you part two. But what can we do for you? Want a tune? We can give you a tune. Let me see if I can find something Latino. Everybody loves Latin music. It's a great way to lose weight. This one's about a guy's mother.
Welcome to the Spirit of America, a radio show. And as I promised you, an exclusive, and tonight we have it, we are interviewing the Queen of England. Your Majesty, welcome to the Spirit of America Party, a radio show.
Very well. How are you?
Your Majesty, how do you like your tour of the USA?
It's always nice to be in the colonies. I love everybody.
Your Majesty, did you go to Washington to see the President?
No, I'm only going to see white people.
Your Majesty, the President is half white.
I said I'm only going to see white people. I love white people. We have enough trouble with the wogs back home. They're running amok. They're messing up Buckingham Palace. Wearing their burkas. Hiding their faces. Shouting God knows what.
Your Majesty, did you know that President Obama sent back the bust of Winston Churchill to England?
Oh yes, we retaliated. We sent back a Walt Disney star baby.
Your Majesty, were you glad that President Bill Clinton sent Mr. Mitchell over to heal the rift between the Brits and the Irish and bring peace to the Irish people?
Let me tell you something about Bill Clinton. He's a clerk. He's an errand boy. He's sent by clerks to collect a grocery bill. I saw that in Apocalypse Now with Marlon Brando. I love Marlon Brando.
Well, how about the healing process that Mr. Mitchell brought to Ireland?
That jerk, he couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. He should have left us all alone. We're worse off now than we were before. All they do is monkey face for the cameras.
You know that the President Obama is sending Mr. Mitchell to heal the rift between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
A fat chance that would be. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The guy mocked up the Irish peace talks, and now he's going to talk to crazies. He's going to bring them all back to sanity. Yes, of course. Yes, we'll all wait on that one, won't we?
Do you have an illegal alien problem like we do in the United States?
Oh, yes, we have the Pakis. The Pakis are a burden to the entire country. If I had my way, I'd shuffle them all off to Buffalo. But they're chanting in their mosques. And a disgrace. Do you know they want to put me in a burqa? Could you see me in a burqa? Maybe Prince Charles, but not me.
Your Majesty, I understand that you knighted one of the Beatles. Which one was it?
It was the pimply face one, Paul McCartney. They wanted me to knight John Lennon, but I got to tell you a secret. I hate all those little bugs. I hate Beatles.
Well, how about Mickey Jagger? Would you knight him?
I'd rather see him with his tongue nailed to the gallows floor. The British invasion, they call themselves. They're nothing but a bunch of drug addicts. Yes, yes, snorting up the world. Was he the one with the purple sunglasses that married the Harry Carey girl? Was that him? John Lennon? Yes, that was him, I think. Yeah, he left to go to the United States because he didn't want to pay the vigorish to the Queen.
What do you think of Prince Charles marrying Camilla Parker Bowles?
Oh, that's her name, is it? I thought it was Bowles. She has a face like a bowel. Not since Henry VIII have I seen such a horse. Yes, she makes Anna Cleves look like Marilyn Monroe. Yes, do you know that they tried to pass a law that the parents could go to jail for spanking their children? Did you know that? Do you know when they wanted to pass it? They wanted to pass it on a Friday night, but they postponed it because over the weekend Camilla wanted to punish Charles. He had been naughty again. He had to wear those long stockings.
Well, Your Majesty, we thank you for your time. And are there any other states you're going to visit?
Oh, yes, I'm going to Arizona. I'm going to support the people of Arizona. They're the only ones that know what's going on in this country. I love white people, especially the Mexicans.
Your Majesty, did you ever meet Bill Clinton when he was hiding out in London, avoiding the draft?
Oh, yes, I met the bugger. He was bumming marijuana cigarettes on the street, wearing a beard, protesting the war. Boy, what a two-faced bastard he is. He'd sell his mother for a tin whistle. I understand he made $137 million in government. Oh, and he didn't even take up a second collection. And he got a golden saxophone from an Israeli agent who sells arms to the Iranians. He groped me one time on the reception line. Then he said, "I'm sorry, I thought you were Captain Willie." He wanted to know if I deliver pizza wearing a beret. But his wife is the real McCoy. She really is. You know, she's in the book of Revelation. Yes, she's going to be the next president. It's in the book of Revelation. And a beast will appear in the sky. And will have seven heads. And her tail will sweep the stars from the heavens.
Well, that's all the time we have today, Your Majesty. We do thank you for dropping in. Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, I love tea parties. I hope the Tea Party wins in November. Get rid of all those bums.
That's it, folks. www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com. You heard it here first. Except no substitutes. Did I say substitutes? Yeah. O'Reilly had on two prosecutors, and I thought I said substitutes. Yeah, he had two prosecutors on. I said, yeah. Well, you know, these two women are prosecutors. I said, you know what? It's not a bad profession, but you can't stay in it all your life. And you got to watch out for those STDs. If you can't figure out who to vote for in November, get my book, Spirit of America Party. There are names in there of people not to vote for. And you can't miss it. It's got an American eagle on the cover, and it says, "Take me to the beach." Spirit of America Party.
Man, I love you so very sexy, feeling hot, I hear the
Welcome to the Meddlesome Show with Daryl and Star Meddlesome.
Hi, I'm Star.
We're welcoming you today because this is our brand new show and we're just opening it up and we've just moved into a brand new neighborhood. And let us kick off our show and then we'll tell you the issues of the day.
Cause you've got personality.
Walk.
Wasn't that a tremendous opening? We the Meddlesomes have now moved into Meddlesome, New York. A little bedroom community for people 25 and older. And it's really wonderful. We had to leave our other community because we were getting a lot of death threats. But now that we're here, we're starting afresh. And we want to just get involved with this community like we got involved in the other one. And right now, Star, honey, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm reading the association bylaws.
And what do they say?
Well, they say that the next door neighbor, his American flag is 1 centimeter over the required height.
So we'll bring that up at the next meeting, won't we, Star?
Oh, it can't wait. We love to be part of the community. We love to mingle. We're the Meddlesomes.
Who's at the door, dear?
It looks like one of those veterans from the foreign wars, you know, the ones that sell the poppies.
Well, see what he wants.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to know if you care to donate to the veterans of foreign wars.
He wants a donation, Daryl.
Well, what kind of donation does he want, dear?
How much do you want?
Well, anything you care to give, ma'am.
He says anything we care to give. Well, give him 15 cents and ask him to sign our petition to have all the crosses removed from the cemeteries. Would you say hello? Hello? Daryl, do you remember last week when that man was walking his dog in front of our house and he didn't have a pooper scooper and we turned him in and we read Clause 23 of the town ordinance and they put his dog to death?
Yes, dear.
Well, he's back. He's on our front lawn. with a goddamn elephant. Call a sheriff, dear. Call a sheriff. He must be a Republican. He's one of those terrorists. He's probably a veteran. He's one of those terrorists that Janet Napolitano warned us about.
This is Daryl here, and I hope you're enjoying our show. We put it all together just for you. We're the Meddlesomes. It's Daryl and Star Meddlesome. Hi, I'm Star. And we're now going to get dressed, and we're going to go to Town Hall, and we're going to get the Ten Commandments removed from the building. So let's give you our theme, because we're the Meddlesomes.
'Cause you've got personality. Walk with personality.
Hi, this is Star Meddlesome. Daryl and I are going out today. We were supposed to leave early this morning and get the petition signed to legalize marijuana, but this little girl opened up a lemonade stand across the street, and we had to wait for the Food and Drug Administration to take her away. You'd think they would be quicker when we call. Yes, they took her away because she's only about 5 years old, and this is a 25 and older community. So they put her outside the gate because we're a gated community. And we don't want anybody inside our gate that doesn't belong here. So Daryl and I are going out now. Oh, they fined that little girl $85,000. That'll straighten them out. Can't have people getting out of hand. They have to obey the law. And there's not enough laws in this country. I want a law with every congressman's name on it. Well, Daryl and I are going out now. We're gonna do some community service. We're going to get our petition signed today to legalize marijuana. Yes, and Daryl and I, we're from the hippie generation. We were free lovers and free thinkers, and we used to do a lot of weed, as they called it back then. And but now we're too old to do that. So I just take the Marinol, and Daryl, he takes marijuana in suppository form. You ought to see him inhale. You would think his lungs were in his ass. Oh, right next to his brains. Well, we're going to go out. Everybody loves to legalize marijuana. If we're successful in passing marijuana legislation, then there won't have to be any drug-free zones in front of the schools anymore. The kids can do the drugs right in the classroom. Yes, and I also, Daryl and I are working on a book, How to Raise Children According to the State. I'm going to break for a little theme song now, and then we'll discuss what's going on in this country and how we can get involved.
'Cause you've got personality. Walk with personality. Talk with
like that? You ever noticed that about a month before Christmas, all of the communists get all worked up attacking Christianity, and they can't wait until the bells stop ringing and the jingle bell song stops singing, and they can't wait. They live for the moment when all of that Christmas crap goes out the window. Well, welcome to the Spirit of America party. We forget nothing.
Uh-huh. those treetops. Listen, and children, listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. The snow. But then I am dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days, may your days be merry and bright.
There's an outfit called Western Journalism. Their symbol is like a brand, WJ. They're reporting today that a billionaire with his own island in the Caribbean used to bring important people down to his island to have sex with underage girls, and Bill Clinton is named as a frequent flyer. And the guy's name, the billionaire's name is Epstein, so if you Google it, you might find it. And they're wondering how other people got arrested and went to jail, but Bill Clinton got a pass. So I guess it's Hillary's running for office, right? Yeah. Well, let's see what Walid Shubat has to say. He is. He comes out of the left field, right field, center field. He comes out of center field, and he'll tell you what's going on. Straight scoop. He's the one that last night I read about the Japanese buildup of nuclear power, because they're not going to lay down to the Chinese like the United States is. Antichrist nation of Turkey wants to revive genocide of Christians. While the Free Syrian Army is losing momentum in Syria, the Muslim terrorists are working with the Turkish government. Shubat.com yesterday reported attacks on Kisab, a predominantly Christian Armenian city of 50,000 inhabitants in which over 80 Armenians and Christians were massacred. And today we obtained footage of further attacks on Christians in Samarra. So that's what's going on. The Turks are notorious for exterminating Christians. It's really sad. When you think about it, the Nicene Creed was written in Turkey at the Council of Nicaea under the Emperor Constantine, who sat in on the council. And now that the city of Nicaea is no more, they were all put to the sword because they refused to convert to Islam. And they took their beautiful cathedral and turned it into a barn for horses. Here in New York, we got a mayor that wants to take the horse barn and sell it to big real estate people. and squash at the little pedicab boys. The equus cab of boys. Democrat senator who wants to subvert Second Amendment charged in gun trafficking scheme with Muslim terrorists. Oh yeah, this is on the news tonight. Leilon Yee is a state senator in California. A credit to his people. I'm sure they're all thrilled about this guy. 8th District, who is currently running for Secretary of State there. He is a pro-gun control Democrat. Yes, if you're going to be a thief, you got to be with the best. And he has been indicted on charges related to gun trafficking. The 137-page sworn affidavit filed by FBI agent, Special Agent Emmanuel Pascua, or Pasqua, also includes charges that the trafficking involved Muslim terrorists in the Philippines, and in particular Mindanao, which is a hotbed for Islamic terrorism. People of the Philippines, it's time you became the 51st state. Just cut Mindanao away and bring the rest of us under the USA flag. And then you'll have only our corruption to worry about, which is not quite as heavy as your corruption, but we're getting there. But you could also get some job benefits, and you don't have to sell yourselves into slavery to survive. And I've been in Kuwait. I see how the Filipinos get treated. Not very shabbily. Very shabbily. You wouldn't believe what man can do to his fellow man. Want an example? One of the Filipino girls working in a Kuwaiti house was raped by the father and the son. And she went to her embassy to get justice. And they told her to keep her mouth shut or go home. How's that grab you? And that's what goes on when you lose your right to bear arms. Somebody cuts your arms off. Well, that's embarrassing. Obama makes a speech. Let's see what they're saying about that. I saw him with the Pope, and I saw him giving his speech to all the white people that hate his guts. He is the butt of jokes in Europe from the tip of Iberia to the top of Greenland. He's an embarrassment. He's a loser. He has no idea what he's doing. He hit the lotto. He hit the lotto. And without a, it's really sad. It's really sad. He hit the lotto, and his wife hit the super lotto. It's too bad. And he doesn't love this country, and that's what I hold against him. I could overlook a lot. Look, I overlooked Clinton and his peccadilloes when he was getting harmonica lessons in the Oval Office. Man, that guy must be... there's a wake. There's a wake of all the women that he has demonstrated his prowess on. Really sad. Deal of the day, Sunshine Blue Blueberry, $10. The 6 things that make your arthritis and joint pain worse. Yeah, getting hit with a sledgehammer. Best cable TV internet phone office. Man, there's so much garbage. Somebody asked me why I'm not getting the paper. What do I need the paper for? My paper in this town went communist. And you know what was the straw that broke the camel's back? These evangelists, they will do many works of charity. And they go unnoticed, and they prefer it that way. So when that big tsunami hit Indonesia, they were the first ones there. And they were giving out medicines and food and helping rebuild. And my little crap newspaper here, run by Pravda in Moscow, attacked the evangelists for promoting Christianity and upsetting the Muslim hordes. Let me tell you, you're hungry and a guy who says, hey, you want a Bible? Yeah, give me the Bible too. Give me the rice. Give me the rice first. What's the big deal? Huh? But when a guy comes with a Koran, well, we got to respect it, right? Yeah. Why? Why? Because not because it's our religion to respect it. It's because the people that hate our religion insisted that we respect it, and they play on our Christian charity to accept their dictates. Oh, I know, I know. You can't take it anymore. Well, maybe you should be true to your country and true to your loved ones. Okay, so we're losing the war. We're no longer going to be number one. We're going to be a second-rate nation. We're going to be playing kiss-up to tyrants. And the biggest one is in the White House, backed by the party of death, the pot party, the party of death to little children. China finds fastest way to develop a stealth fighter. Steal it. 7 years ago, stealth technology allowed the U.S. Air Force to dominate all comers, while Chinese pilots often refused to fly at night or in bad weather. Today, a next-generation Chinese stealth fighter jet to rival America's best is undergoing flight tests. In a few years, Chinese fighter bombers, invisible to radar, will dominate the skies of East Asia. China has gained that ground not by hard-earned feats of engineering, by stealing secrets through cyber espionage. Oh, and who's a hero? Tell me the hero story. Oh, Snowden, KGB agent Snowden. He's a hero. He's a hero because he betrayed his country and got away with it. Yeah. So, having said that, we'll skip the rest of the news. We'll there's a God and Country petition, and I got to plug this guy because He works real hard, and he's a one-man band. Good day, all. This is the second newsletter of the seven newsletter series that I announced 2 weeks ago. As another reminder, for the next 5 weeks of newsletters, we will be featuring four more of the six most important legislative demands out of the 14 demands that makes up the federal government reform proposal. The first one was last Wednesday, which is below. Each week we will be posting and adding to the list the one that previously ran until the series is complete. The fifth newsletter will be called The Bold Truth. Legislative demand number one, revise government and reduce its size drastically. So he wants a smaller government, as we all do. It's too big, too big. Close the EPA tomorrow and phase out all the employees. Don't put them out in the cold, but give them other jobs and do not replace them when they expire or retire. So, let's see. Please continue to spread the word about the petition. I hope everyone will take time to read all of the six legislative demands. Okay, so I got to plug his website, and then you can go see it for yourself. His name is John Smaldone, S-M-A-L-D-O-N-E. His email is john@usa-godandcountry-petition.com. And his website, which is easier, www.usa-godandcountry-petition.com. And he could use a little support. And the little things mean a lot. Zero Tolerance School, you might have saw this on the news today. Let's see if I can... somebody wrote an article, I support Amanda Marcotte, who says children are time-sucking monsters. I got to take a look at that one because I covered Amanda Marcotte's craziness. Let me see. Let's see how long it is. Okay, we'll go with it. We'll do it. Amanda Marcotte attacked the Republicans and those opposed to abortion in a recent post at rawstory.com. Marcotte is an atheist and a foul-mouthed one at that. Here's a summary of the story on WorldNet Daily. Let me just put a stop to this poop right now, Marcotte wrote. You can give me gold-plated daycare in an awesome public school right on the street corner and start paying me 15% more at work, and I still do not want a baby. I don't particularly like babies. They are loud and smelly and, above all other things, demanding. No matter how much free daycare you throw at women, babies are still time-sucking monsters with their constant and neediness. I open the show tonight with a tune, Allendale. I got a little grandson who's just learning how to talk. And when he hears that tune, he gets all excited. He likes the whistle and the sound of the working factory. And every time I see him get excited, I get excited. And this woman is missing the thrill of sharing love. It's unbelievable. I'm all about freedom to believe, think, and say what you might. I'm also about the freedom to take a person to task for what he or she might believe, think, and say. It's what I do for a living. There was a time when the courts ruled that it was okay to sterilize people, the 1927 Buck versus Bell case written by Oliver Wendell Holmes comes to mind. The court ruled that the state statute permitting compulsory sterilization of the unfit, including the intellectually disabled, for the protection and health of the state did not violate the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. The decision was largely seen as an endorsement of negative eugenics, the attempt to improve the human race by eliminating defectives from the gene pool. Adolf Hitler followed a similar policy at the Nuremberg trials, which we will stand in heaven because we looked the other way while these gas chambers, ovens, and chop shops were allowed to flourish in our own neighborhoods. Well, I only lived down the block. I knew there was something not right, but I'm not involved. We are not political. At the Nuremberg trials after World War II, Nazi doctors explicitly cited Holmes' opinion in Buck versus Bell as part of their defense. While I'm opposed to eliminating defectives from the gene pool by the force of law, I am not opposed to people voluntarily eliminating their defective genes from the gene pool. So Amanda Marcotte can rant and rave all day long about not wanting to have any children. At this point, her not having children is a good decision. Her radical ideas will stop with her. Her blog might actually convince others to engage in negative eugenics. In the meantime, presently, my wife and I have 6 grandchildren, with more most likely to come. My business partner has 7 children. Our employees are also having babies at a pretty good clip. But I blows a whistle. Everybody hold up their babies. I think that Arnold Schwarzenegger, I did a cartoon of him. I call him the Impregnator. And there's a kid in a diaper with Arnold's head on his shoulders. And underneath it I put, "This is not mine baby. This baby does not even look like me." It seems that every week at church there's a new announcement of another child on the way. Maybe they should announce them at church all the time, huh? Okay. So we'll cut that story short. That's it. You want to hear from the White Falcon? He's one of the replies. Abortion on demand should be totally dispensed with. Effective birth control is too available to not be able to use it. Contrary to the commies and Nazis in this country, it is not the women's bodies that we're talking about. If were their bodies would be torn to shreds after the procedure. It is the baby's bodies. Only in cases where the baby is dead in the womb or so malformed that there's no chance for life should abortions be carried out by medical personnel. I realize that there might be one or two other reasons, but basically, no viable baby should ever be aborted, period. It's terrible, man. I watched, I don't know if you caught it, the deer had its rack caught in a woman's fence, and she went out to help him get his head out of the fence. You see people going out on frozen lakes to rescue deer and dogs, and we're going to chop up 4,700 kids tomorrow. Planned Parenthood will kill 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, and 700 Latino niños. 1,100 black babies. Proportionately, that's a high rate of murder for one race. It is really sad. And I never seen Al or Jesse at a chop shop with candles. And you'll never see Chuck Schumer at one. He's going to burn. He's going to get the big burn. Yeah, he's going to be down there with Dr. Goebbels and Ted Kennedy. And not all people who decide not to have children are ogres. I chose not to. My sister had 4. I doted on those children all of their lives. My sister became quite ill, and I raised their 2 youngest daughters. She is mom, and I am Annie to anyone under 55. Now there are 5 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren. There is no doubt in my mind that I have been loved all of my life and will never be a mummified body rotting. There are a lot of women who should not be mothers to begin with. Ever fight a child abuse case? It's really nasty. You know what kills a lot of kids? Drugs. Drugs of the parents. There was one situation told to me by a lawyer in family court. of a junkie family with three kids, and one kid died, and they put the kid in the corner while they kept getting high. And eventually they threw the baby in a dumpster. I don't think it was a baby. I think it was like a 2 or 3 year old. And then they got caught. And they had to appear in court. And when they appeared in court, they were both doped up. They had no idea what's going on in life. They're gone. And they all started with weed, like you're going to do. Ugly people and handicapped people, too, laugh at their mummified, rotting corpses. Sick guy, man. Sick guy. Who can say ugly? What's the version of ugly? I've seen a girl who was a spina bifida baby, wasn't supposed to live too long. She had two older brothers. They loved her. They made her laugh. She lasted about, I would say, 16, 17 years. She saw 16, 17 years of joy, and she took that joy to heaven with her. It is sad. It is sad that we kill our own. We're worse than animals. One of the greatest descriptions I ever heard about a people was they eat their young. And here, that's what we're doing. We're killing them. And in England, they use them for firewood to heat hospitals. That's the latest scandal. Israel, and you heard about you think Gosnich, or whatever his name is, down here, and where is he, Philly? He's in prison now. Remember he said he killed a kid, and he stuffed the kid in the toilet? The kid was so big, he could walk to the bus. Yeah. And that was a black-on-black crime. Ain't that great? Yeah. And then when somebody tells you the story of the Good Samaritan, everybody says you're playing the Bible on them. Okay, we're out of here. We're going to say sayonara, and we're going to find a tune, and we'll play out a tune. I wanted to give you something real jazzy going out. And make someone happy. Just once, make someone happy. Make someone heart to sing to. Love is the answer. Oh, man. And why aren't we doing it? Why can't we do it? Let's see. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. It's 8 minutes. You won't take it. President Obama, how did you manage to cover up a Benghazi?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
President Obama, how did you manage to cover up the IRS investigations of the Catholics?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
President Obama, where were you the night the three guys were trapped on a rooftop in Benghazi calling for help? How come you didn't take their phone call?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
President Obama, how is Bill Ayers helping you destroy the United States?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
President Obama, why are you trying to seize all the guns in the country?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Can't touch this.
President Obama, why did you relieve General McChrystal, one of the most able combat generals in Afghanistan? He didn't say anything about you. One of his aides called a Joe Biden Joe bite me. McChrystal never said anything about you. Was this a rue?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Hillary Clinton, when your husband was selling pardons and you got caught with $450,000 from the Vignali drug family, why did you say you had no knowledge of it and it was all your brother's fault?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
President Clinton, why did you pardon Mark Rich after Rudy Giuliani worked so hard to get a conviction? Was there money in it for you? Did his wife give you a golden saxophone that you showed up on the anniversary of 9-1-1 on the David Letterhead show, telling everybody you do blow with your friends? We can't touch
this.
You
can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Hillary Clinton, why did you make your brother return the money before he got arrested? And he was 50 grand short. And the Vignali said it's okay that he's 50 grand short.
You can't touch this. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
President Obama, at a ceremony for victims of 9-1-1 in New York, a lip reader said that they saw your wife say all this for a flag, and you smirked. Is that true?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
President Clinton, is it true you're worth $670 million? Not bad for a guy who was a governor in Arkansas that started out with a $25,000 a year job. Where did you get all the millions?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Senator John Kerry, and now a Secretary of Slobbering, is it true that you made a bundle on pharmaceutical companies when you were in charge of the Obama health care plan, and you knew which pharmaceutical companies were going to get gravy and which ones that were going to get murdered, and you sold some, you bought some and you sold some short, and you took advantage of the communist politicians' rule, inside tradering. Is it true that you used your office to fill your pockets?
You can't touch this. Touch this. You can't touch this.
President Obama, while you were lecturing all those white people in Europe and you told them that you were going to help them with liquid natural gas, but not to count on too much of it because you weren't going to let it be developed in the United States. Is that true?
You can't touch this. Touch this. You can't touch this.
President Obama, is it true you hate the Southland? Is it true that you stripped all of the deep well oil rigs from the Gulf Coast and forced them to go to Brazil using the EPA as your personal gunslinger? And you loaned Social Security money to the Brazilian government to drill oil for China. Is that true?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Hey, President Clinton, is it true that your pardon selling was investigated by Mary Jo White, who was assigned the job by Janet Arrest Elian Gonzalez Reno? Is it true that Mary Jo White, after 2 weeks, retired and the investigation never continued? Were you covering up more shit?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
That's our show, folks. I apologize for the bad word at the end. I do get carried away sometimes when I see all the corruption that we're paying for. It's like we sent these kids to school and all they did was rape the teacher. It is really sad. We'll go out with a little Wahira from Willie Bobo.